Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese. Terry is the founder and the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out and contribute to their effort. They're helping to grow and educate women small business owners, women entrepreneurs, and in two countries right now, Rwanda and Afghanistan. Terry, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on a great summit. Last month we graduated almost 30 ladies. So let's talk about the year coming up. What's in the plans? What's new?
Well, we're really going to get into extensive knowledge on exporting and really helping these women export their products. Because like you said, you know, the more they're doing business with people around the world, the better off we all are. So we're adding some curriculum on exporting. We're also adding some curriculum on tax issues in their country. So we're getting them into policy a little bit,
mm-hmm.
And getting them active in their government. And then the other thing that we're working on is lending. You know, the interest rates in both of these countries is 24%.
What?
Yeah, 24%. So we're working with a number of different companies and organizations to establish not microfinancing, because our women are kind of past that.
Right.
They're in the $10,000 to $50,000 range,
mm-hmm.
Micro
lending, folks, is $250.
Yes.
So they're so beyond that.
They're beyond that. You know, when we started 10 years ago, they were at that range,
mm-hmm.
$250, $500. But those times are over, and they're moving on up. So those are the things we're going to start working on. And actually in September, we will start taking applications for the next class. Class starts in January in both countries. So we want to try to
have... How many women will apply?
We usually have around... 45 to 50, sometimes 60 women that apply for the class.
In each country or combined?
Each country.
And then you cut that by a third, by two-thirds?
We try to have around 30 to 35 women in the classroom. And by the way, if anybody out there wants to donate, $150 will purchase a book, one book for a Rwanda or Afghan woman to study.
Mm-hmm.
And have in the classroom. So, you know, for $150, you can help with the curriculum.
That's a big boost. That'd be a big boost, folks. So you're going to get about 40 or so that will apply. You'll wind up with about two-thirds of those who will go through the course. And then about one-third, about one-half of those, or about a third of what you start out with, will hopefully come to the United States and graduate with
that's right.
All of them will graduate. They go through the course, but some of them will get to come to the United States and graduate.
Yes, they graduate from the in-country course,
yeah.
And then we have an independent selection committee that chooses the top 15 to come to the United States, and those lucky people will start applying for visas in mm-hmm. around May, June of next year. And our dates for next year we have set July 8th. So the women will arrive in the United States July 9th. They'll leave their country on July 8th. They'll arrive in Dallas on July 9th. And they'll be with us until July 22nd and go back home to pay it forward and join their Peace Through Business Alumni Association. We now
mm-hmm.
have alumni associations in both
wow,
countries.
Wow, that's great.
So, yeah, that alumni association is really designed to educate more women. And to spread the knowledge of the fact that there is a Peace for Business program,
right.
And if you haven't been through it, apply. If you own a business,
and these
you
women,
been through the program.
A lot of them are in women-centric type of industries, fashion, home ownership, that kind of thing. But a lot of them are not. Some of them are in the printing business. Some of them in the construction business, right?
Right.
Manufacturing?
Manufacturing, technology, restaurants, actually internet cafes. In fact, mm-hmm. one of our Wanda women managed to get the spot atop the library of the First Lady of Rwanda. First Lady mm-hmm. of Rwanda, that they had dedicated a library. And so one of our ladies actually got the space above that to put in a new restaurant. So
Terry, quickly, Rwanda seems to be settled down, and the politics seem to be pretty stable there. Are you going to be able to maintain this in Afghanistan?
It's going to be tough to do. But
because the politics is not moving in your favor, is it?
It's not moving in our favor, but I will tell you that you know Manisha, and since you know Manisha, you know that she does not give up. She's been with us for 10 years.
I know.
She was in our first class.
She is a little ball of power.
She is.
She is a little firecracker.
She is, and she will not give up. So she will continue, and in fact is talking about, let's take this out into the province. Let's teach out in the provinces. And she said, I'm willing to go do it.
This is one of the best ways, if they can work it out, one of the best ways to fight the Taliban is with women business owners. I mean, I think it is, but that's another story. Hey, Terry, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for letting me come and watch you guys play in your backyard and come back soon and give us some more good reports.
I will. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, IEEW.org. Check it out and make a contribution, folks. I promise you, it'll make you feel better. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.